think they might have been the queens.
It's a little scary.
Or like made a sudden movement. No reaction at all. They would just keep walking, doing whatever they were doing. But the large ants, they would freak out. They would start like twitching. They'd run all over the place really erratically, just at any movement. So that was kind of funny just to mess with the different ants and try to observe their behavior as someone with no background in it.
What kind of eyes do ants have? Because I'm thinking how like they were looking at you.
Well, they have the antenna that I assume is like, how they get most around of their information.
No, they have eyes.
Mia, can you Google?
They have
ants. They definitely eyes have on the eyes, but
I'm,
I feel like
I'm sorry to make you do this. I know you don't like bugs.
I feel like they get more out of the antenna than the eyes, though.
No, but they have
eyes.
Because I do know bugs have eyes.
Oh, they definitely do. I also saw two of the larger...
Yeah, you can close that tab. I got what I wanted.
The larger...
Thank you.
Black ants were like... I could not tell if they were mating or fighting. They were like grabbing at each other and rolling around. And then one got stuck, and I thought, if this is a fight, you know, one got stuck, you won. And then the other like pulled them out of the little crevice that they were stuck in. So it was like... Made me assume maybe mating is what was going on. But if they're both queens, then that wouldn't make sense. So I don't know enough about ants to verify any of my observations.
This just in, rumor has it that there are lesbian ants in the Fells.
Lesbian
polycule in Medford. Typical place for one to be.
In Somerville, even the ants are in a polycule. Am I right?
One thing that's always like been a major difference between like the performing arts to me and being a painter, you know, like a painter does a painting and he does a painting, that's it, you know, he's had the joy of creating it and he hangs it on some wall, somebody buys it again, or maybe nobody buys it and it sits up in a loft somewhere till he dies, but nobody ever says to him, you know, nobody ever said to Van Gogh, paint a Starry Night again, man. You know, he painted it, that was it. Let's sing this song together, okay? This song doesn't sound good with one lonely voice. It sounds good with the more voices on it, the better, and the more out-of-tune voices on it, the better. No, it was made for out-of-tune singing, this song. Yesterday a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, so I'm getting my best out-of-tune voice on. Okay, here we go. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind. Child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like "when you're older" must appease him, and promises of
someday make up his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to carwheels through the town. You tell her, take your time, because it won't be long now. Till you drag your feet just to slow the circles down. Here we go. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. So the years spin by, and now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost a lot of grandeur, coming true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams. There'll be plenty of new dreams before the last dream. Revolving year is through, and the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle game.
All right, guys, so this is still Zenner the Skill to Catch a Vibe with Isaac, Charlie, and I, myself, Mia. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio.
Got a lot of style. They've got stamps of many countries. They've got passport smiles. Some are friendly, some are cutting. Some are watching it from the wings. Some are standing in the center, giving a get something. Photo beauty gets attention. Then her eye paint's running down. She's got a rose in her teeth and a lampshade crown. One minute she's so happy, and she's crying on someone's knee, saying, laughing and crying, you know it's the same release. I told you when I met you that I was crazy. Cried for a saw beauty, cried for Eddie in the corner, thinking he's nobody, and Jack behind his joker, and Stone Cold Grace behind her fan. And me and my my frightened silence, thinking I don't understand. I feel like I've been sleeping. Can you wake me? You seem to have a broader sensibility. I'm just living on nerves and feelings with a weak and a lazy mind, and coming to people's parties fumbling deaf, dumb and blind. I had more sense of humor sometimes, keeping the sadness at bay, throwing the lightness on these things, laughing at all the weak, laughing at all the weak, laughing at all.
hotel. I went shopping today for jewels. Wind rushed around in the dirty town, and the children let out from the school. Standing on a noisy corner, I was waiting for the walking green. Across the street he stood, and he played real good on his clarinet for free. And those velvet curtain calls, I got a black limousine and 16 gentlemen escorting me to these halls. Stand. He was playing real good for free. Nobody stopped to hear him, though he played so sweet and high. TV, so they passed his good music by. I meant to go over to him and ask for a song, maybe put on some kind of harmony. That signal changed. He was playing real good and for free. Flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way,
now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions that I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel. Once upon a time, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know, no, don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know what love's about at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say to someone I love you. Still do. Now friends are acting strange. They shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Yes, I have. Something's lost, but something's gained in living every day.
Hello? Can you turn... Yeah, turn the record player off.
Play Hey Siri, play Hey Joni by Sonic Youth in honor of the live album we just heard.
That's a good version of Both Sides Now.
It is.
That's...
I'm gonna play side four.
Oh, there's another side? I thought there's that was the last side.
Yeah, there's one more side.
Is that gonna take us through the whole show?
Probably almost. We'll probably have like 20 minutes left.
Yeah, cool.
And then what should we listen to? I got a couple ideas.
Well, I think we should.
I think we should do a bit of a, maybe Ladders. Again.
Now.
Or maybe later.
Or something else.
Or something
we could,
else.
We could get creative.
A certain driving lid.
The drunk driving one.
Well, there's a couple of those.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Not only a couple. But multiple.
I like the one. It's not in there, I don't think, but it's in the database. I played it the last time I was on here. The heroin one, like the. That's why they call it dope.
Wow, that's what they call
it. The voice actor for that is great. He's delivering his lines very seriously.
Dude, my dad should totally do one.
Yeah, just have it in the system. Yeah, seriously.
I think it would be really funny. Like we just send him. We could send him Ladders. He could be Ladders.
He could be the official voice of Ladders for WMFO.
Absolutely.
This one's too long.
We all pause just to be let down once again.
Because he did it once when he came to visit.
I think I heard
in
that.
Like,
yeah,
November,
yeah.
That you listened to it.
Because I was
like,
going to go
on. Oh my
on,
gosh. His
and
voice.
Then I was sick or something.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I remember because then you were like, oh yeah, I listened to it. Oh my God, his voice.
Well, and I remember also because you gave some kind
I don't
of shout out.
I
want to
read
like
any
of
these.
Reading.
Okay.
We have. There is.
We
an
can
electronic
play.
System
yeah.
With PSAs in it.
Let's pick, see. I'm going to pick a random one. I'm going to pick a...
Go to PSAs.
PSA.
Yeah.
There's a surprising amount of pita ones in there.
Pito? Yeah.
Pita.
Oh.
The
pita bread?
Animals one.
Oh.
P-E-T-A.
let's listen to the one that's... I don't
pita
know.
Bread PSA.
Which one do we want to listen to? Okay.
That's going to be, I think,
a sad one.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I'd like to reintroduce you to this wonderful group, the LA Express, Mr. Scott, Larry Nash on piano, Robin Ford on guitar, Max Bennett on bass, John Guerin on drums. And me, the chirp.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Boy, you know it's sure is hard to leave here, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my Kmart linen and my fancy French cologne. Carry, get out your cane. I'll put on my finest silver. And these soldiers, round for these friends of mine. Let's have a round for my grand devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Carry, get out your cane. I'll put on my finest silver. Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. I like mean old daddy sometimes. French cologne. Carry, get out your cane.
last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he says to me. You think you're immune? Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You're like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all those pretty lies. Pretty lies. When you gonna realize they're only pretty lies? Just pretty lies. They're just pretty lies. He put a quarter in the Wurlitzer, and he pushed three buttons and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie, and she said,
drink up now, it's getting on time to close.
Richard, I say, Richard, you really haven't changed. It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You've got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreamy. Listen. They talk of love so sweet. Love so sweet. When you gonna get yourself back on your feet? Oh, love can be so sweet. Don't you know that love can be so sweet? Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator. And he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way some.
New songs for you now. They're both love songs, of course. One of them is very hopeful, and one is a kind of a portrait of a disappointment. My favorite theme. Little yin yang here for you, folks.
Said it like it was something to strive for. given out anything for them to grow and feed on. I'll try to keep myself open up to you. It gets easier and easier to do, just like Jericho.
Lots of 40-watt successes. He says, where's my own shining hour? He's a well-kept secret of the underground. He's in debt to the company store because his only channeled aspiration was getting back that girl he had before. Stacks and stacks of words that rhyme, describing what it is to lose. He's got some just for laughs, he's got some for love, that main line to his blues. Some to shed a little light on you and on me. Some to shed a little. And oh, cease firing view. Brave reporters bring the battles home, but tonight inside that box, just more bang, bang, ketchup color to him. Just more 20th century Fox. All because that ghostly girl comes haunting just out of reach. Off of his sleep for the clumsy things he says. She commands his head. She tries his sanity. She demands his head. Nebulous and naked. He wonders where she's been.
a mystery. He tried, but he could not get it down. For love or money,
thank you for your presence and being here and everything. Thank you very much.
I'm on. I'm live. Folks at home, what do you think about that Joni Mitchell album? Write your reactions in the DJ chat, the comments. How do we feel? How do we feel about it's Miles of Isles? Yes, Miles of Isles. And what do we have coming up next?
I don't think anyone's going to say anything in the DJ chat.
I'm just trying to stimulate engagement.
I liked it.
I definitely
once again,
liked it.
I think the 1980s Shadow and Light is a superior live album. But there she has the unparalleled backing of Pat Metheny and who else did she have? But she had another like GOAT level guy like that. Mm-hmm.
Joni got added to Spotify and now I'm on Apple Music, so it doesn't matter. But and then I went back to do the I'm gonna go listen to Joni Mitchell, and then I got through like three albums, and then I just kind of kept listening to Blue over and over again, and I'm like,
Blue
still
is
there,
really good
because it's just so good.
It was Jaco gorgeous. Pastorius of Weather Report, also like one of the jazz goats. So who does she have here? The LA Express, they're good, but they don't measure up as a backing band. But there are some silly arrangements. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. Some silly versions of songs.
Some of those they played pretty like Both Sides Now, they played pretty straight, but some of those were like the silly version. And there's a place for that. That's fun.
1974.
The pictures, we can't obviously show this over the radio, but the pictures of the backing band and all of them together that they have in the album art, it's very like you could identify right away that it's 1974. You, no one would have to tell you.
It's do you want to try to describe him? One of the guys looks like John Denver.
Every other guy.
One of the guys
like
has like an afro. But
is
like
Joni
very 70s afro. Yeah, Joni's wearing either a weird beanie or some kind of a beret. There's someone in like an Australian cowboy hat.
Who's this dude look like? It looks like somebody.
An uncle.
Is that the dude from Queen? Brian May? Looks a little like that.
And some guy with severe mutton chops. This guy's the guy with the afro's got a very weak mustache.
Extremely. He looks like he could be a tough student with that weak of a mustache. I've seen that around campus.
Wow. I'm just going to
play the
song.
And then that is John Denver's twin brother.
I love his glasses, though. They've got an orange tint.
We got to bring those back.
Mia wants to listen to Pixies, is it? Are you going to play Pixies or They Might Be Giants next? We're either listening to Pixies or They Might Be Giants.
Folks at home, vote
wait,
on your phones.
No.
What song this is.
wait, keep talking.
Is this DeBaser or not? Wait, it's not DeBaser, it's a...
Is this
the
song
Ball
we wanted to listen to for
I
They
don't
Might
know
Be
Ball.
Giants?
What is it? I don't have headphones.
Wait, hold on. Which one's this one?
It is silly, but every They Might Be Giants song is silly. It's Where Your Eyes Don't Go.
Where your eyes don't go, a part of you is hovering. It's a nightmare that you'll never be discovering. You're free to come and go, or talk like Curtis Blow. Part that isn't thinking of. Should you worry when the skullhead is in front of you? Or is it worse because it's always waiting where your eyes don't go? Where your eyes don't go, a part of you is hovering. It's a nightmare that you'll never be discovering. Come and go, or talk like Curtis Blow, but there's a pair of
Charlie's about to throw something on his computer. What you gonna throw on, huh?
Yeah, Slush Puppy.
I put your mics on. Your mics are on.
Mic's been on.
Turn them off.
Turn them off. On, wait, which aux?
Yeah, on aux 1.
It's on. This? Yes, aux 1 is on.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's on.
It's on program 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. This next song is called Slush Puppy.
Hey Dan, we don't have any more music to listen to, so come inside.
Everyone show some love for Jakob. Hey,
well, let's talk, I guess. We're talking. Our mics are on. Yeah, I mean, it's the end of the show. Once more.
If anyone has any ideas on what album or albums we should listen to next week,
that would be cool.
Text me. If anyone wants to come on the show, text me.
True.
Guest slots are open for the fall semester.
Extremely open.
Extremely yeah. open.
Wide. Wide. Extremely wide open.
Yeah.
Let's elaborate on that.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
These folks, they'll have anybody on. They'll have anybody on, folks. Remember when Antonio Brown was in the vicinity of WMFO?
True. And people were trying to get him to come in the studio? Came on the air.
That would have been a historic day.
Crazy football player.
Oh, hello, Dan.
Nice shirt, Dan.
Dan is here.
Some of the most CTE we've ever seen in one person.
Yeah. Glad he didn't come in here, because the DJs already mess up the station enough.
That's true.
I can't imagine
he would not
what,
pay for
what mess he would
does.
Leave. Yeah, because I bet he'd be munching all over the studio.
We need to get him and nitrous out Kanye. In the
oh my god. Poor guy.
See what they chop up.
I guess we can play gangster.
Shall we?
Now. This is Charlie, and you have listened to Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. We'll be back next week. We got a couple more weeks of the two-hour show, but then I may go down to 1 hour, but we may stay at 2 hours.
Yeah, we might have double. We'll see.
See you next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
Ciao.
Hung up the guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Now look here, when I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight with $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my voice. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster. Oh, upsetting everybody she meets. As she walks up to the corner.